Dexter. All right, have you guys heard about a game called Cards Against Humanity?
No.
Well, that's too bad because we have a couple speakers who work there and are great. Coming up first, Alex Cox.
Yeah.
It's a stupid game. My boss is here. Sorry. let me boop this up. I also have a fun family tale. Alright, so I really love Christmas. There are twinkly lights and really pretty smells, like, everywhere, and a shit ton of homemade snacks and an excuse to get really drunk around your family, which I enjoy. So when I think about annual, I think about my favorite Christmas tradition, which is telling everyone who will listen just how fucked up the concept of Santa is. And if you've been in a room with me for more than 5 minutes, you know this story already, so I'm really sorry. And also, this is kind of similar to a This American Life story, but mine doesn't involve my parents leaving me in a forest with unexplained bones, so you should listen to that episode. Yeah, no, really, listen to it. It's great. We all know the traditional stories of Santa, how he's omnipotent, presumably immortal, and breaks into our houses once a year, and he might just leave you coal if you're bad, but he also has a buddy named Krampus who will kidnap you in a sack and bring you back to his demonic lair to torture you. That's skimmed over a lot in our culture. And I'm not even going to touch on the enslaved elves part at the North Pole. Hermione Granger has the definitive elf activist culture cornered. My second favorite Christmas tradition is trying to figure out where the fuck my parents hide the presents. Yeah. I never believed in Santa. The concept was absolutely absurd and stupid to me. Like, I have a lot of irrational anxieties, but even as a four-year-old, I'm like, oh, there's no way a fat guy in a sleigh can ride around the world. So that's, you know, that's, he's not watching me when I'm sleeping. Everything's good. And my parents to this day still will not acknowledge that Santa doesn't exist. The only concrete evidence I have, in fact, that he doesn't, is that one time my parents got us this giant tent and they put the box in the recycling bin and I found it. And I was like, Mom, come on, you can't. It's right there. And she explained that, like, well, Santa has access to the recycling bin and he cares about the earth because he has to travel around it, which, to be fair, is, like, a really good argument for a four-year-old, but I still didn't buy it. But, like, a really funny thing happened after that, and they've left no trace of how they get our Christmas presents every year. And I used to search the house when no one was home. And, like, generally I was a really good kid, but about this I was a total little shit. I would check the mail every day, like, as soon as I got home from school, see if there was any packages. And I tore through all of the closet and nooks in our, all through our house, in our basement. And I did find a lot of, like, really weird hidden spots in our house, which is creepy because my parents built the house. But I only found gifts that they were, like, giving each other, so it was, like, golf balls and sweaters and shit like that. And it's not like I wanted to know what presents I was getting. I just wanted to know how the fuck they were doing this, because what the fuck? And in high school, I developed this theory that my mom was hiding our presents at my cousin's house, and they just lived down the street. So I conducted a search of their house while they weren't home, because I had the keys, because that's a normal thing you do. And I found their presents in, like, a half an hour, because my aunt was just really shitty at hiding presents, I guess. But ours were nowhere to be found. And, oh, someone asked me earlier today, like, oh, didn't you try staying up all night? And I'm like, it's just not fucking amateur hour. I've tried that every year since I was 4 years old, and there's no sound. And one time I was really tired, and then I set an alarm for every hour and woke up and checked, and nothing. It was weird. And finally, last year, I tried to brute force hack my mom's Amazon account. it's not that bad. God. But they actually called her to tell her to change her password. And in a panic, she asked me to do it because, you know, I do computers and the internet. And I'm like, yeah, Mom, your security was compromised. I can change it. No big deal. And I thought, finally, oh, my God, I have what I've been looking for. So I changed her password to, like, puppies 411. And I looked through, like, literally years of Amazon purchases until I got to, like, the very beginning and, like, where she bought her first Kindle. And there was, like, no toys, nothing that ever resembled anything that we got for Christmas. And, like, there's really no end to this story, because in a couple of weeks I'm going to be surprised by the stuff that's under the trees. But it's kind of nice, because it's like, this is an obsessive compulsion that my parents and I share every holiday season, where they have been pulling, like, our culture's greatest prank, but for 20 years, and I have just been failing to solve this mystery. However, it is now really cheap to test for DNA, so I might, like, send a cookie off to a lab. It's like a problem. One of my best friends from high school is in the audience, and she's like, our kids can't hang out, you're gonna fuck them over, you're gonna mess them up too much. And actually, the whole reason I'm here tonight is because I asked, like, oh, is there any spots open, just in case? And so then I sent a screenshot to my mom, and I was like, hey, I'm gonna talk about Santa. Anything you want to tell me? And she's like, I don't know, maybe you should send a letter to the North Pole. And I was like, yeah, don't cheer her on. She's been fucking with me for 20 years. So if anyone has any suggestions, let me know. And happy anniversary to Your Stories. Thank you for warming my Santa-hating heart. Thanks.
Thank you, Alex. Honestly, that is really awesome. Like, I'm a skeptic and an atheist, whatever, and I believe just a little bit now. Like, you filled my belief meter to, like, 0.5%. Like, maybe. Just, no, that's not true, but that's still really awesome.
He's out there.
The truth is out there.
His heart is real, man.